You know, it could be not such a wonderful time of the year for your family pet. There are many dangers lurking around in the holidays, from the foods they can get into to some potentially deadly decorations. So what steps do you need to take to protect your pets over the next week or so? Joining us live, veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws. Happy holidays. Welcome back to WTOP.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Deadly decorations. I always bring such doom and gloom to the station.
Well, tell us what we can do to keep things safe and calm.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is if you have kitties, you need to ban tinsel in your household. Mm. Tinsel and the little curly ribbon that you use the scissors to make so pretty on those bows.
Uh-huh.
Cats, for some reason, are very attracted to these things. They love to chew on them. Mm-hmm. And when they chew on them, they often swallow them. And if you think about how a drawstring works in your sweatpants or whatever, that is what that can do to your kitty's intestinal tract. So mm-hmm. it can cause some major, major damage. So if you have kitties in the household, take tinsel off the trees, absolutely ban it, and try to use those big, wide ribbons on your presents rather than those little stringy ones to keep them away from that. So that's number one. You know, number two is, I personally feel like if it's not safe for your toddler, it's probably not safe for your pets. And if you've got kids in the house, you know you probably need to anchor your Christmas trees mm-hmm. so that they don't come toppling over on top of them when they're inevitably over there trying to unwrap their presents. It's probably a good idea to do, too, if you have pets in the house because, you know, big, goofy dogs running by it or cats wanting to climb up it, they can cause that to topple over as well. So you're going to want to invest in some anchors for your Christmas tree. And, you know, a lot of people like to give plants and have beautiful plants in their house this time of year.
Poinsettias all over the
place. Lilies, paper whites, amaryllis, all of these things. They're beautiful, mm-hmm. but all of them can be toxic for your pets, every single one of them.
And so, are pets actually attracted to eating those things?
Absolutely they are. And I have no idea why, if it's just the, you know, the novelty factor that they're in your house mm-hmm. and they're not normally in your house. But, you know, so many times over the years in the emergency hospital, I've had people bring in plants and leaves that have little puncture holes all in them. And it's because the cats are chewing on them or the puppies are chewing on them. Or for some reason, the dog has knocked it over and decided he wants to eat it. And the other thing is our Christmas tree water. For some reason, it's like, oh, look, an extra water bowl. Let me take a sip of this. But that is absolutely not a good thing because there's oftentimes a lot of stuff in there that can actually be, if not toxic, but definitely upsetting right. to their GI tract. So, you know, just be really careful. Cover something, you know, put a cover over that so that your pets aren't drinking out of it.
Really quickly, a lot of people buy their pets gifts at the holidays. Are there a couple safe ones that you recommend or ones that you shouldn't get?
There are a ton of awesome gifts. We're actually doing a holiday special on our show on this weekend on Saturday on News Channel 8. So if you want some really great gift ideas, we've got a whole section there. One of my favorite is the World Wildlife Fund. They have a whole magazine full of gifts for people who are pet lovers and conservationists as well. So check them out.
Perfect. Do you see a surge in the number of folks bringing in their pets for emergency visits this time of year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do. Any holiday, you're really going to see an increase in that, whether it's, you know, Halloween or Christmas or even Easter. And I think some of it may be because people are at home and they're looking at their pets and they're noticing things that they haven't noticed before because they're usually so busy, but also because there are a lot of things that do happen this time of year that you don't anticipate. So, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So go ahead and, you know, make sure you're keeping it safe for them.
Very good. Take some extra measures to keep things safe for your pets during the holidays. Dr. Katie Nelson, our own Dr. Paws, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.